The elevator rumbled upwards quite slowly. Mostly they passed raw rock, but sometimes there were ancient gratings or areas of masonry, suggestive of tunnels long ago blocked. There was a jerk, and the platform stopped moving. One of the soldiers swore under his breath, but the corporal said, "Don't be afraid, ladies, this often happens."
"Why should we be afraid?" said Polly.
"Well, because we are hanging by a rope 100 feet up the shaft, and the lifting machinery's thrown a cog."
"Again?" said the other soldier. "Nothing works properly here."
"Sounds like a good reason to me," said Igorina.
"How long will it take to repair?" said Tonka.
Last time it happened we were stuck for an hour."
Too long, Polly thought. Too many things could happen. She looked up through the beams in the roof. The square of daylight was a long way up.
"We can't wait," she said.
"Oh, dear, who will save us?"
Blouse quavered.
"We'll have to find a way to pass the time, eh?" said one of the guards.
Polly sighed. That was one of those phrases like, "Well, looky what we have here," that meant things were only going to get a lot worse.
"We know how it is, ladies," the guard went on. "Your men folk away and all. It's as bad for us, too. I can't remember when I last kissed my wife."
"And I can't remember when I last kissed his wife either," said the other guard.
Tonka jumped up, caught a beam, and chinned herself on the top of the box. The elevator shook, and somewhere a piece of rock dislodged and crashed down the shaft.
"Hey, you can't do that," said the corporal.
"Where does it say?"
said Tonka.
"Polly, there's one of those filled-in tunnels here, only most of the stones have been knocked out. We could get in easily."
"You can't get out. We'll get into trouble," said the corporal.
Polly pulled his sword out of his scabbard. The space was too crowded to do much with it except threaten, but she had it, not him. It made a huge difference.
"You're already in trouble," she said. "Please don't force me to make it worse. Let's get out of here. Is that okay, Daphne?"
Yes, of course," said Blouse.
The other guard laid a hand on his own sword.
"Okay, girls, this has gone,"
he began, and then slumped. Shufti lowered her copper stick.
"I hope I didn't hit him too hard," she said.
"Who cares? Come on, I can give you all a hand up," said Tonka.
"Igorina, could you have a look at him?" and
Shufti began nervously.
"He's a man and he's groaning," said Tonka from above. "That's good enough for me. Come on."
The lone guard watched as the others were woman-handled onto the beams.
Excuse me, he said to Polly as she helped Blouse up.
"Yes, what?"
"Would you mind giving me a wallop on the back of the head," he said, looking wretched, "so that it doesn't look like I didn't put up a fight against a bunch of women?"
"Why don't you put up a fight?" said Polly, narrowing her eyes. "We're only a bunch of women."
"I'm not crazy," said the guard.
"Here, let me," said Igorina, producing her stick. "Blows to the head are potentially harmful and should not be undertaken lightly. Turn around, sir. Remove your helmet, please. Would 20 minutes unconsciousness be okay?"
"Yes, thanks very much."
The guard folded up.
"I really hope I didn't hurt the other one," moaned Shufti from above.
"He's swearing," said Polly, removing the sword. "That sounds like he's okay."
She handed up the candles and then was hauled onto the trembling roof of the elevator. When she had a firm footing in the mouth of the tunnel, she found a sliver of stone and stamped it hard into the space between the shaft wall and the wooden frame, which shook. It wasn't going anywhere for a while. Tonka and Lofty were already investigating the tunnel. By candlelight, it looked like good masonry beyond the clumsy attempt at walling it up.
"It must be cellars," said Tonka. "I reckon they must have made the shaft not long ago and just walled up where it cut through. Could have done a better job, too."
"Cellars are close to dungeons," said Polly. "Now, pinch out one candle, because that way we'll have a light for twice as long, and then..."
"Perks, a word, please," said Blouse. "Over here."
"Yes, sir."
When they were standing a little apart from the rest of the squad, Blouse lowered his voice and said,
"I don't wish to discourage initiative, Perks, but what are you doing?"
Anticipating your orders, sir."
"Anticipating them?"
"Yes, sir."
"Ah, right. This is still small picture stuff, is it?"
"Exactly, sir."
"Then my orders, Perks, are to proceed with speed and caution to release the prisoners."
"Well done, sir. We'll go through this
crypt,"
said Igorina, looking around. The candle blew out.